This is the BBC News. Hello, I'm Jonathan Izard. The President of Nigeria, Muhammadu Buhari, has told the BBC that his military is close to defeating the Islamist group Boko Haram. Mr. Buhari said the militants could no longer mount conventional attacks against government forces or centres of population and had been reduced to suicide bombings. Jessica McCallum reports.
President Buhari was confident. In a BBC interview, he said that we can now say that technically we have won the war. He credited efforts to retrain and resupply the Nigerian army, saying that troops had all but expelled Boko Haram from Adamawa and Yobe states. The jihadis, he said, are now strong only in their heartland of Borno state. He also said that many of the 1.5 million people displaced by the fighting are now returning home. However, over the past few months, Boko Haram is reported to have mounted more than 100 attacks and killed more than 1,000 people.
A small detachment of Afghan government forces is reported to be holed up in a military base in the south of the country, surrounded by the Taliban. The militants are said to have captured almost all of Sangin district in Helmand province, storming the main police base and the administrative headquarters on Wednesday. Some local officials are reported to have been executed. This man was driven from his home by the advance of the Taliban.
We fled home with the clothes on our backs. We left our livestock behind. Yesterday, I returned to Sangin. I went to the market and saw Taliban militants there. The market was closed. People are stuck in their homes.
The former Russian oligarch Mikhail Khodorkovsky has told the BBC that a Russian court's decision to issue an arrest warrant against him was politically motivated. Mr. Khodorkovsky, who now lives in exile, spent a decade in prison on fraud charges, which he says were brought to silence him. He's now accused President Putin of again moving against him because of his support for opposition movements. He said he wanted to help the new generation to become future leaders.
I think my task, my objective as I see it, is to help young political activists in Russia to gain political experience and to present themselves to society as an alternative to the existing regime.
Iraqi forces are continuing their offensive to try to drive Islamic State fighters out of the center of Ramadi. Up to 300 jihadist fighters are thought to be still in the town, and they show no sign of giving up. Thomas Fessy reports from Baghdad.
Ground forces have been concentrating on the city centre, the last district held by Islamic State militants. And there, Iraqi troops and Sunni tribal fighters have faced sniper fire and have had to dodge roadside bombs and booby traps planted by the jihadists. Questions remain over the plight of thousands of people possibly trapped in the area. Yet, security officials are confident Ramadi will be retaken this week.
Thomas Fessy, you're listening to the World News from the BBC. The UN Security Council has unanimously backed last week's agreement between rival factions in Libya to form a government of national unity. Libya's ambassador Ibrahim Dabashi praised the deal.
This agreement is the only hope for emerging from chaos and putting an end to bloodshed. The only hope we have to ensure reconciliation and understanding, to ensure that justice and the rule of law prevails following years and years of atrocities, of fear and insecurity, both inside the country and outside, with Libyans as refugees and displaced individuals.
Over 3,000 prisoners in the U.S. state of Washington have been released early because of a computer glitch. The bug miscalculated the sentence reductions they were entitled to for good behavior. Christmas lights in American households use up more electricity during the holiday season than some small countries consume in an entire year, according to researchers from the Center for Global Development. That's more power than is used annually by Ethiopia, Tanzania, or El Salvador. Laura Bicker has the story.
The study says that America burns 6.63 billion kilowatt hours over the Christmas season, shining brightly coloured lights in trees, across rooftops and gardens. That's enough power to run 14 million refrigerators, but it's still only a tiny fraction of what the US uses in a year. Compare that to El Salvador. Its annual electricity consumption is 5.35 billion kilowatt hours. The researchers say they're not anti-Christmas, and the lights, they say, are a beautiful thing, but they do want to show the difference in energy use between rich and poor countries.
An unemployed Senegalese migrant has won more than $400,000 in Spain's Christmas lottery. The 35-year-old man and his wife had to be rescued by the Spanish Coast Guard when they made the boat journey from Morocco 8 years ago. Since then, they have lived hand-to-mouth, sometimes working as agricultural labourers and surviving on about $5 a day. BBC News.
That was...